Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing chasing and pursuing frequently asked questions. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today I'm going to be answering some frequently asked questions about chasing and pursuing. So let's get straight into them. Question number one. Does pursuing my ex help? So this question is in reference to if you've been dumped and you want to try and get your ex back. And the feeling that if you've been dumped and you don't pursue your ex, then they will quickly move on with their life and completely forget about you. So that is the theory behind the question, of which I get asked quite a lot. So people are kind of saying, look, I've been dumped, I want my ex back, so surely I've got to go out and get them, so to speak. And I'm here to tell you that pursuing your ex does not help. It might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but in most instances, pursuing your ex after you've been dumped will be very detrimental to your chances of trying to get your ex back. And this is for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it showcases a lack of respect for your ex, because your ex has made the decision to end the relationship, they've made the decision to stop seeing you, and they've made the decision to kind of cut ties with you on a romantic level. So if you then just keep pursuing them and keep trying to persuade them and beg them and plead with them, what you're ultimately saying is, I don't really care what you've just said, I'm not interested about your opinion, I don't respect your point of view, I just want you, but you know, this is my choice. So on that very fundamental level, you're showcasing a lack of respect for your ex's opinions and, you know, what's important for them at this moment in their life. So that is obviously not going to improve your chances with them. But secondly, and more importantly, pursuing your ex will just lower your value further. So you've been dumped because the romantic attraction your ex felt for you has plummeted. There could be various reasons for this, and just check out my other podcasts that I've done. I've done a lot on this kind of subject, so make sure you subscribe. I'm not going to go into too much depth on this particular note on that. But ultimately, your ex has lost romantic attraction for you, and they have decided to end the relationship. So if you keep pursuing them, you are just looking desperate, you're looking needy, and this means that your already low opinion that your ex has of you is going to fall even further. Because if they've decided to dump you and they've done that because the romantic attraction is now low, then how's it going to sound if you beg and plead and try to persuade and reason with them? It's not going to work. Somebody can only take you back if the attraction for you grows in their eyes organically. It has to be something genuine. It can't be persuaded, it can't be pleaded, it can't be begged. You can't be over emotional and try to manipulate them into wanting you back. It's got to be real, it's got to be organic, it's got to be genuine. And pursuing your ex just makes you look desperate. What you need to do is take a step back and give them the space. You need to go through self-improvement and accept their decision. If you show you're emotionally stable and you showcase that you are moving on with your life, even if deep down you're really struggling, if this is kind of how you showcase it, by not pursuing them, by accepting their decision, by respecting what they say, then ultimately your ex is going to start to subconsciously raise their attraction and respect for you in their mind. And if all of a sudden the grass isn't greener, if their life they are now living is not as good as what they first hoped, if their rebound relationship they might be in fails, then all of a sudden they're going to be thinking of you again. And if your attraction in their mind has risen, there is a very good chance they will reach out to you at some point. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year. But if you do everything right, then there is a great chance they will get back in touch with you. But this is not likely to occur if you pursue them. So question number one, does pursuing my ex help? The answer is, in most instances, no, it doesn't. Okay, so let's move on to number two. Should I chase someone for them to like me? Now, this question is in reference to a new relationship. This is not about trying to get your ex back. This is about somebody new, somebody maybe you've just started working with, maybe you go to a club and you've met them, and the feeling of you almost kind of want to show them that you like them. So that question is based around this subject. Should I chase someone for them to like me? And this, as I said, this is somebody new. This has nothing to do with an ex. The answer to this is not really straightforward. Ultimately, the answer is no, but there is a partial yes. So let me explain, because that sounds a little bit confusing. So you need to be in the mind of somebody for them to like you. If they don't know who you are, if they can't remember who you are because you're just a passing, fleeting memory of insignificance, then they are not going to start feeling romantically interested in you. That's just not possible. So you need to chase them to a degree, not overbearing, and you might even argue it's not really chasing. Probably a better way of putting it is you need to go into their orbit. You need to be somebody who they know. You need to be somebody who has made it quite clear who you are, and they now know who you are. So ways you could do this is just to be somebody who gets involved in conversation, somebody who gets involved in activities. Say, for instance, if you work together and there's a social event, then you want to make sure you're there. You want to make sure you're kind of part of their memories. You want to make sure you're not somebody who is just someone fleeting in their mind in the background. You've kind of got to put yourself in their orbit, as I said. But then once they know about you, once they recognize you, once they are starting to chat to you and start to instigate conversations on their own behalf, you then want to pull away. Now, I don't mean being negative. I don't mean being rude. I don't mean being really cold. But what I mean is you need to balance this correctly so that once they are starting to take an interest in you, it's the push-pull effect, you then want to pull back a bit. So although it's not actually officially really clear on this question, should I chase someone for them to like me? The answer is it's a bit of both. I wouldn't really call it chasing initially. It's more about just kind of being part of their world, being somebody they realize is someone that they're thinking about. And once you get to a stage where they are reaching out to you, they're asking questions, they're making conversation, they're showcasing a little bit of interest in you, that is when you want to start pulling back a touch. And that will generally start to create and build attraction. So no real straightforward answer to that commonly asked question that's put to me, should I chase someone for them to like me? The answer is more along the lines of get into their orbit, and once they really get a feel of who you are, just step back a little bit. Never be rude, never be cold, never be disrespectful, but just step back a bit and make them work for you a little bit more, and the attraction will then start to build more naturally. So now we're going to move on to question number three and the final one for this podcast. Is it possible to under pursue? So this particular question is very kind of wide ranging. It's on all kind of topics and versions and possibilities even. So we need to kind of look at them individually. So is it possible to under pursue when you have been dumped? Okay, the answer to that is no. You have been dumped, right? They have made the decision to end the relationship, and they need to make the decision that they want to kind of start to rebuild things. So in that instance, no, you can't under pursue. You should be under pursuing, you know, unless it's an emergency. If somebody dumps you, you should never reach out to them again, unless of course they speak to you first, but that's not pursuing, that's replying. So in that instance, no, you can't under pursue. Now let's flip the script a little bit here. What if you've dumped somebody and then you want your ex back? In that instance, you need to get in contact with your ex and apologize and explain your actions. So if you're the person who is the dumper, if you have dumped your ex and then you've changed your mind, then yes, you do need to pursue, but not majorly. You just need to reach out once, really. You need to apologize. You need to let them know why you did what you did and the reasons behind it. And basically then just leave it as, if you want to chat, if you want to meet up, then just get in touch. And then you've got to leave it there. You know, your pursuing at that stage definitely stops. So although it's not major pursuing in that regard, it is possible to under pursue if you are the dumper, because you definitely need to reach out once and kind of explain yourself. So how about if you are liking someone new, nothing to do with an ex, but brand new, you're liking them, is it possible to under pursue? Well, kind of like I said with question number two, I wouldn't overly call it pursuing, but you know, I suppose in some degree it is pursuing. You need to kind of put yourself in their world. So if we're going to kind of say that's pursuing, then yes, you could under pursue in that regard. It's not true pursuing. It's not about bombarding somebody. It's not about constantly contacting them, you know, because that can be very unappealing to be on the receiving end of constant communication, constant bombarding. But you definitely need to pursue them kind of more subtly by just putting yourself in their world, in their orbit. Because if you don't, and if you totally do nothing, then how are they going to know who you are? You know, they can't feel romantic attraction for you if you are nothing to them. So in answer to question number three, and this kind of part of it regarding a new person, is it possible to under pursue? Yes, kind of. You know, I wouldn't call it pursuing particularly in the first place, but if we're going to do that, then yes, you know, you can under pursue if we're going to refer it to as that, because you need to do something. You need to get in their mind. However, once you have, you then need to back off a little bit. So ultimately, if we're going to really, really generalize, I would say that pursuing, for the most part, is going to have negative results for you. Yes, there are instances where you need to do a little pursuing, but in general, pursuing is not a positive thing that's going to have great kind of ultimate goals fulfilled. You know, if you pursue, then most instances it's going to end kind of badly. Yes, there are times where you need to step up to the plate, but again, you know, it's how we're describing pursuing. I'm talking about pursuing as constantly contacting someone, constantly turning up at their house or where you know they'll be. You know, that kind of pursuing, you know, it's just not healthy. It's not really going to help in most instances. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll drop another podcast soon.